Today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Chof Beis. So, question is, we've been discussing Ritzia, and we were getting into some of the dinim that had to do with the Kohen, and fine, that got us into Yafas Tor, but let's get back to the din of Ritzia that we had started yesterday. So it says over there, im omor yomar. Why does it say, if the Eved says it, and he says it more than once? Indeed, he is not a nirza unless he says it twice. So in other words, he has to be absolutely committed to know exactly what he's getting into. He wants to stick with you. Suppose he says this at the beginning of the term, the beginning of the 6 years, but he did not repeat it at the end when he was about to go out, then he's not nirza. Because it's his loyd say chavshi. He has to say this at the very moment when he's about to go out chavshi. B'shat yitzia. Suppose he only said it, b'sof, sheish. And he didn't say it at the beginning. Now, we think that this means at the beginning of sheish. But that's not what it means, as we're going to see. But in that event, if it wasn't repeated in this way, eino nirtza. Shenemar im omor yomar. Ach yomar kashu evet. He needs to still say it while he's an Evan. Now, that doesn't seem to make any sense. And in the end, it serves as the key to understanding what this means. Omer Mar, if he said betchilat sheish, belo amar besof sheish, eino nirtza, because it says lo etzei chavshi. I understand. Why does that have to do with lo etzei chavshi? It says, ahavti et adoni et ishti ve et banai. Well, if it's at the beginning of sheish, he doesn't have ishti uvanai. So how could he say, ahavti et ishti? So this makes no sense. And not only that, you're saying if he said it at the end and he didn't say it at the beginning because it says ha'eved, and therefore it's while he's still an eved, eino nirtza. I understand. What, you're telling me the last year, the last day of the year, he's not an eved? He's still an eved. So how does that prove that he has to say, I don't understand what you're talking about. Otu sof sheish lav evedu, certainly something is crazy about how we're understanding. Omar Rava, yes. Absolutely. It's total misunderstanding. What it means is like this. You have to say it while you're still an Eved, which means that there needs to be at least one pruta worth of work that you are chayev at the end. And then when it says that you have to repeat it as you're about to go out, well, listen, you don't go out until the entire term is served, even if it's pachas b'shava pruta. But you're not called an Eved unless there's at least a Shava Pruta to be able to have a Shibud of work on you, correct? Okay, so now put the two together and what do you get? At the time of the Yitzia itself, which is while the last Pruta is running out, you have to repeat that you don't want it to run out on you. But while you're still an Eved, before the last Pruta, as you're about to enter into the last, you need to say, I don't want to go out. That's what it means. That's how Rashi understands it. And that's his girsa. Tana Rabban, if the Eved had an Isha Ubanim, and he is talking about, meaning his Isha Ubanim, which is the Isha, the Eved was given a Shivcha Knanid, but his Adain does not have a family. So Adain wasn't Zaycha to a family. There's no Ritzia. Because it says, I love you and I love your family. That's what he has to say in order to be nirtza. He loves you. He loves your family. And since in this case there is no family, there's no ritzia. How about vice versa? How about if the Odin has a family, but he does not, eino nirtza, because he has to say, I love my master and my woman that was given to me, who is Azisha Kanani, and my children. How about if he loves the Adam, but the Adam don't like him too much? Doesn't count. Eino nirtza. It says kitov lo imach. It has to be a mutual relationship. Note that we've talked about how the din of balut is essentially a personal relationship of a level of intimacy. And that's the whole idea over here. If it's not a mutual relationship between the Odin and the Ra and the Eved, there's no din of Ritzia. It's an astounding idea. If the Odin loves him and he doesn't love the Adayin, also he cannot remain. Eino nirtza, shenemar ki ahevcha, he has to love you. How about if the Eved is sick and the Adayin is not? Also eino nirtza, because he cannot remain unless he's mutually like you. Tov lo imach. It has to be a relationship in which he's not dependent on you because he's ill. If his Adayin is ill and he's not ill, also eino nirtza. There the Adayin is dependent on him. It says imach. It needs to be a mutual relationship. You understand the psychological implications of all of this. It's so dramatic about what it teaches about the nature of relationships. Bichlal is absolutely astounding. Anyway, boy Rav Bive bar Abaye. How about if both of them are sick? So, I mean, is the question over here dependency or the question is mutuality? That's the question. So, shneim cholim mai. Is the important thing the mutuality? Imach, which you have. Or is the important thing kitov lo imach, which you don't have? Interesting question. Teku, that remains open. Whoosh, unbelievable. Mutual dependencies, also addressed here. Wow. Mamish hakolba. Turn around. Kitov lo imach. Imach, remember, means the best food that you've got, the best drink that you've got, the old Talisker problem. Richie's trying to get away with giving that Evan his Jack Daniels. No way. Shote atalcha patniki avuacha patkiver. Atoshote yain yashan vushote grape juice. Ata yoshen on a foam, memory foam. Look at that. Agabi mochi nu yoshen agabi teven. Mikan amru. Kolakone evan ivrika kone odin leatzmo. And as we explained, Tosis's approach to that is that if you only have one, you can't use it because then it's not imach. And you cannot not give it to him because then it's midas dom. So you're going to have to give the one that you have to him. Well, then you bought yourself a tough situation. Tana Rabbanan. V'yatza me'imach hu uvanavimo. What is that supposed to mean? He and his children. Those are Jewish children, obviously. You can't be referring to the goyim because over there it says that yishava yeladea tiel adonea. So since when did his wife and children come into the rishus of the guy that it says they go out? Omer Rabbi Shimon im hunim kar. Since when were banavu benotav minim karim? From here we have an amazing din. You see, from here, when you buy an Eved Ivri, you take upon yourself the mizonot of his home. Mikan shirabo chayav b'mizonot banav. Same thing is true. Kayotze badavar ata omer. Im ba'ali shahu. V'yatza ishto imo? The same question. Amar Rabbi Shimon, what do you mean v'yatza isha? His wife was never sold. Im hu nimkar ishto minimkara? Mikan shirabo chayav b'mizonot ishto? So we've got two separate psukim over here. One in Shmos and one in Vayikra. Why do we need both of them? One for his wife and one from his first children? Yes, v'tzricha. Because iashmu inan banav. If I would know that the master has to take care of his children, I would say, yes, the children are too young to get a job and to be able to support themselves. So mishum delav b'nei me'avadu mecheminu. Masha enken, his wife could always get herself a job. What's it my business if he sold himself and his wife doesn't have a parnassah? It's not my problem. So maybe let her work and get herself a parnassah. Emitavitavitecho. And if we were told only v'yatza ishto imo, I would have said, okay, what do you want her to do? What do you want her to do? What if she doesn't get a job? What's she going to do? Knock on people's doors and beg for food? What a bizyanis. Lav darka la'aduri. It's not the derech of a woman to put herself into such a humiliating situation to go door to door. Avo banav de dirkayo la'aduri. Kids, they go all the time, trick or treat. So let them go around and beg for food. I don't know. So maybe I'm alone. Maybe it's not my responsibility. Therefore, tzricha. So we have, because of that, the need for both psukim, one for ishto in v'mishpatim, and the other from yitzias banav. Tan rabban. Ilu ne'amar ozno badelet. Let's say that you put your ozen to the door. I would have said that you put a hole in the door against where his ear is. What are you talking about? That what, you wouldn't make a hole in his ear at all? That's ridiculous. You'd only put a hole in the door? I mean, it says beferish v'ratza Adonav et ozno. I mean, how are you going to get away with that? No, I didn't mean that. I meant that maybe you make a hole in his ear, you know, with a nice sterile thing in the earring shop, you know, where you take your kids. Then you take him with his hole in his ear and you bring him over to a door. And then you make a hole in the door on the other side. When you put his ear on one side, you make a hole in the door on the other side. So now you have a hole in the ear and in the door. Therefore, Tamar Lomar Bozno Uva Delet, you got to go through the ear into the door. Okay, son. Doker v'olech, you cut straight through the ear into the door. Atshabagetzla Delet. Now, when it says Delet, so you might think, okay, a Delet. That doesn't mean literally you stick him up on a door, you know. It means that the earring shop, they have these little doors that they use for ritziat of, oh, the guy says, oh, you have an eva that you need ritzia. We keep a door here, and there's a door. They take out the door from the closet. Here's a door. Put it on the ground. Do the ritzia. Everything nice, sterile, and clean. Maybe that's what it means. So you might think, Shomeani, Ben Akura, Ben Sheino Akami. You can just imagine, you know, forget about tattoo shops. And we've got Ritzia shops with our special sterile doors, you know. Okay, so you might think that's okay. No, Talmud Lomar Mezuzah. Now, a mezuzah, by definition, is only a mezuzah if it's standing up, because that makes it a door post. Right? It's not a post. So just like the mezuzah is attached and standing, the delet is a real delet. It's standing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hayadoresh et hamikra hazeh kemin chomer. You know, women used to go around with a little package of sweet-smelling spices and maybe some diamonds if they're rich. But this was called a chomer. This is how Rashi understands it. And when you want something really sweet and just make you understand things as if, wow. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he took this pasuk and he made it so understandable. Manishtana ozan, mikolei ve'orim shebigu. What is this weird mitzvah? Put a hole in his ear and up against a wall, a door and a doorpost? Oh my gosh. Now, doesn't that ring a bell? Door, doorposts, ears. Ah, I'll tell you what it means. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ozan sheshama koli al har Sinai. I said, leave in Israel Avadim. And that was the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was done with the door and the blood on the door and all business. You idiots. The whole point was for you to be free, independent people. This jerk goes ahead. You're not supposed to be an Evet to some other human. Lo Avadim, Lo Avadim. This guy goes and he buys himself an Adam. That's insane. Yeratzea. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi added, that's about the ear. What about the door? Oh, he didn't talk about that part. I'll talk about that part. The delet umizuzah with the edim in Mitzrayim, that I passed over those doors and those mashkof when the blood was on them. Ala mashkof vashtei amizuzot. I took them out of Avdus Lacheras. This jerk goes ahead and undoes the whole thing, and he thinks dependencies and securities and complacencies, that's the solution. Well, let's bloody up the door with his ear. Gorgeous. Wow. All of a sudden, the whole thing makes so much sense. Like, this is like this weird kind of, you know, Maasai tribesman kind of, you know, take the evidence, stick it in the thing. What are you talking about? All of a sudden, it shouts out to you, oh my God, I wasn't thinking. Okay, Rabosai, beautiful. So, whew, we managed to catch up a little bit over there. I'm so grateful to you for allowing me to do this. It would have been a very sad day. And Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we can continue the new sugya tomorrow. But we finished Avadim Ivriim in all of their beautiful different situations, Yetzias and Kinyanim. So we're starting today a wonderful new sugya completely. We finished the dinim of Kinyan Isha, either through actual marriage or through Yibum. And we now finish the dinim of Kinyan of an Eved Ivri with all of the variations, and the dinim of Geula with all of the dinim of Geula and the variations of those things which are Nigolim. Are they Nigolim actually only entirely, or are they Nigolim even in part? And can you borrow money to beguile them? And can relatives beguile them? We completed all of that. And today we move on to the next issue, which is more away, not as similar to the interrelationships between Isha, Eved, and Shivcha. Here we're talking about Eved Knani, and we want to talk about the ways in which the Eved Knani is Nikne, and in which he's Kena himself. And of course, this would involve us also in what the dinim of the Eved Knani are in terms of his ownership, the Suyas, and so on and so forth. So let's begin with our Halakha Mishnah. And that is Eved Knani, Nikne Bekesa. Ah, right, we're in the middle of a daf. Yes, indeed. We've got Richie, and we're ready to go. Oh, Sir Richard. I see Zoom didn't get Doc in exactly the right place this morning. Eved Knani, Nikne Bekesa Bishtar B'Chazaka. So we're treating apparently the Eved Knani, we're talking about the same Kinyonim that we would be Kena Karka with, but we're going to see that an Eved Knani, even though he's given certain dinim of Karka, still has din of Metaltali. And there's going to be other Kinyonim that the Mishnah didn't get into, but right now, let's take it at face value. V'koneh at atzmo, v'kesev al yedei achirim. Now, if somebody else pays for him and gives the money to the Adain, then he can be Kena himself. But he cannot be Kena himself with his own money because that concept doesn't exist. There is no own money when it comes to an Eved because anything that the Eved owns is automatically owned by the master. Now, this means that according to this Shita, which is Rabbi Meir, there is no way that you can see to it that an Eved will have his own money. In other words, if you would give the Eved money and you would say, I'm giving you this money on condition that your master doesn't get any source of the money, that wouldn't help in the least. And it would not belong to the Eved. So this is Rabbi Meir's sheet, as we'll see, which we don't paskin like this. Ubishtar, well, I shouldn't say that because Tosva says we do, but Ubishtar al yedei atzmo, Devei Rabbi Meir. Masha Inkin, when it comes to Shtar, there he can be Makabalit himself. So you say, well, how could he be Makabalit Shtar himself? If we're saying that everything that the Odain, that the Eved is Kena belongs to the Odain, so then it's a little bit circular, isn't it? The Eved is going to be Makabalit Shtar that says, you are a Ben Chorin. This is, of course, talking about not a shtar mechira, it's talking about a get shichrur. And remember, the din of get shichrur, we learn out also from Isha. So it's not as if we've left the entire parsha of Kedushin. We learn it out from chufsha lo nitan la, from the din of shivcha charufa, and over there, it's comparing la to Isha. So this one particular halacha means that you can write a get to an Eved. The question is, but how can you give the get to the Eved? That's the problem. If Rabbi Meir just said that the Eved does not have his own yad, so then it would be like taking a shtar in one hand, if you're the other, and putting it in your other hand. I mean, the din of a get by an Isha is that you have to deliver the get to the rishus of the Isha, and over here, by giving it to the other, you are not doing that. So how do we explain it? So as we've seen before, this concept is called Gito V'yado Ba'in Ka'achat. In other words, we consider it to be a simultaneous kinyan of himself with the get. And therefore, what happens is that the yad to be makabel the get, since that's innate in the giving of the get, actually works to make the get happen. This has massive philosophical implications in terms of many issues, but keep it to the side. So, Divrei Rabbi Meir, This is Rebbe Meir Shita. So again, it's clear now that Rebbe Meir holds, A, Ein Kinyan La'eved Belo Rabo. There's no such thing as a Ya'eved having his own Ya'ata Bikena, even in the event that you give it to him, Amanat She'ein L'Rabo Rishuspa. B, Rebbe Meir holds that Gito V'yado Bo'in Ka'achas, and because of that, he's able to be Zoche in his own Get Shichrur. And this piece, of course, is the part that is closest to the dinim of Isha. So the Isha is kena es atzmo beget, ubemitata adon. The Eved is kena et atzmo beget. And that we learn out from lo lo mi Isha. So we're still smoothly running from Kiddushe Isha to the dinim of Oma Ivriya to Eved Ivri, Achicha Ivri, Oa Ivriya, to the din of Eved Kedani, which still shares this very important one issue in common, which is the idea of the get. And remember, there's another very important issue that we learned out from Kenani, which is that v'hit nachaltem otam livnechem acharechem, namely that from the din of nachala on an Eved, we learn out that there is no nachala when it comes to the case of the Oma Ivriya, where there is no Yerusha, and therefore she's Kena es Atzma b'misa sa'adayin, or by the Nirtza. The Chachamim omrim, however, the Chachamim disagree. And they say, it's not true. An Eved can own money. How? If somebody gives him money, shelo, with the condition that it should not belong to your master. And Bishtar, but they hold the mirror image, apparently, of what Rebbe Meir holds, because only someone else can be Mekabel that Shtar for the Eved. Why? Because they don't hold, apparently, of Gito V'yado Bohen Ka'achas. So what appears in the Mishnah, it's going to turn out that these appearances are misleading, but what appears in the Mishnah is that we have mirror images. We have Rebbe Meir holding that Ein Kinyan Le'Eved Belo Rabo, and they hold that there is such a thing as a kinyan because of the shtar, because Gito V'yodo Bohen Ke'echad. Then we have the Chachamim, who don't hold of Gito V'yodo Bohen Ke'echad, but do hold that Yesh Kinyan Le'evet Belo Rabo. Things will turn out to be more complex than they look, but certainly on the surface, that's what it looks like. Two shitas, mirror images of each other. But the source of the money, obviously, has got to come from someone else who made the condition. Because if the Eved himself makes that money, finds the money in the street, whatever happens, if the Eved himself is the source of the money, it's not the Eved's money at all. And that, of course, it's clear that Kol Masher Kana Eved Kana Rabo. So when we say over here, Ubilvad, that means that it was given to him on the specific condition that the Adin isn't Kena. Okay, so the first question is, where do we know all of this from? That we said that we give an Eved a Kinyan of Kesev and Shtar and Chazaka. I mean, those are things that are usable for property. But since when can we use it for Metaltalin? And remember, Avadim Avdus is fundamentally not Mekarkin, but Metaltalin. We give them dinim of karka, but we're certainly going to be able to be kena an eved with the kinyonim that would be appropriate for this type of metaltalin. It was going to see in the Gemara. Okay, so now what makes you think that you can treat an eved with the same kinyonim that you would treat a soda? Ah, because since it compares it to the din of nachal of a soda, and it says v'it nachal temotam livnechem acharechem l'reshet achuza. So that means that it's called an achuza, the same way that a soda is an achuza, stay achuza. So therefore, he kishen akatuv l'stay achuza. Ma stay achuza, nikna b'kesev b'shtar b'chazaka, as we're going to see later on when we go to the kinyonim of soda. So to ff evet knani, is nikna b'kesev b'shtar b'chazaka. Ah, you'll say if that's the case, ma stay achuza, choseret l'balim b'yovel. So if you're going to claim that the Eved is compared to Stei Achuza, then the dinim of Stei Achuza, that it should be Yotze B'Yovel, should be true over here too, which would mean that the Eved becomes his own owner and he goes free in Yovel. So Af Eved Kanani Choser Lo Baalim BeYovel, to make it clear that that's not the case, Talmud Lomar Lo Olam BaHem Tavodu. Therefore, the Torah tells us, even though the Reshet Achuza, but don't make the mistake of thinking that there's a way for them to go free. On the contrary, Lo Olam BaHem Tavodu. Mamish in the same pasuk. Tana. Now, the Braita adds that you can even use chalifin in order to be kaina the Eved. So how come our Tana doesn't mention that? V'tana didan. Why does he leave out chalifin? Because he's only talking about milta delete bimetatel in katani. Our Tana is coming to be mechadish. We understand that an Eved is metatelim, and we're not going to give you now all of the different ways that you're going to metatelim. That's a given. My big chiddush is that an Eved is considered to be the equivalent of steachuza, and that he's nikna bekesev shtar b'chazaka. That is a big chiddush. The fact that you could be kena an Eved the way you would be kena metatelim, that's a given. So I'm not going to bother mentioning that. So dafka milta deleta b'metatelim katani, but milta deita b'metatelim, I'm not going to bother mentioning. Now, here's a fascinating thing. Says Shmuel, look, an Eved is metatelim, and the normal way to be kena metatelim, if you're going to be kena a toaster oven, okay, how are you going to be kena a toaster oven? You are simply Moshechet. You bring it to yourself, and that's the Kenyan. Or you could do Hagbah, which we'll talk about later, lifting it up. So that would be true about an Eved as well. You can draw it towards yourself, and that is the Kenyan. Ketzad, if you simply grab the Eved and pull him towards you, so then you were Kenyan. To kafoba it's lokena'a. But if you call the Eved and you say, come here, and he comes there, you're not kena the Eved. That's not called mishicha. Okay, so now if this is the case, then why don't we list it? Because I understand we said in our Mishnah, we don't list chalifin because it's nothing new. It applies to metatlin. Okay, so then we don't list Mashiach for the same reason. It's nothing new, and it applies to Metatelim. But the Braita that did list Chalifin apparently is ready to list all of the Kinyanim of an Eved, including Chalifin, even though it applies to Metatelim. So then why didn't it mention, according to Shmuel, the Braita specifically leaves out conspicuously Mashiach, apparently holds that you cannot be kain and Eved with Mashiach. So Alalatana bra litne Mashiach, which is a contradiction to Shmuel, because Shmuel says Mashiach is definitely kain. No. It's not that the Tana of the Braita is saying things that apply to Metaltali. The Tana is saying things that would apply both to Karka and to Metaltalim. That's the thing. So Mashiach only applies to Metatelim, does not apply at all to Karka. We're not talking about that aspect of an Eved which is uniquely Metatelim. We're talking about the aspect of Eved which is a crossover between Metatelim and Karka. So that on the one hand, he's Be'etza Metatelim, and on the other hand, he's connected by the Pasuk to Achuza. That's what we're talking about. But to talk about specifically things that are only true of Metatelim, that the Tana is not interested in, even in the Braita. So, ki katani milta deita bein bimekarkoi bein metalteloi. The Tana of the Braita talks about the crossover issues which would apply both to Karka and Metatelim. Therefore, list chalipin. But Meshicha, which doesn't apply at all to Karka, Meshicha de Metatelim, ita bekarke leta, that even the Tana of the Braita is not interested in expressing. So therefore, we have three levels of kinyonim. Let's just get this clear. We have the kinyonim of an Eved that relates to the fact that the Eved is, in fact, movable property. So that's a given, that whatever would apply to movable property applies to an Eved. We have the additional darga of issues that apply to Metatelim, and that apply also to Karka, which is a big chiddush, that an Eved incorporates both of those issues. And that would be something like chalifin. And then, of course, we have those aspects that apply to karka and only to karka, which is the kesef shtar v'chazaka, which is not enough to be kodim etatulim. Good. So therefore, we have three different lists. We have the Mishnah's list, only the karka issues, the Tana of the Brises list, any issue which is similar to both Batatlim and Karka or only to Karka. And then we have the Amorayim that are adding. By the way, one, like Shmuel, once we were talking about the Kinyan of an Eved as an Eved which is Levaisa movable, then let's point out that anything that is Kena movables would be Kena the Eved, and that includes Mashiach. Excellent. Okay, now, what did Shmuel say? How do you do it? You do it by actually grabbing him and pulling him towards you, right? But if you call him and you say, come here, and he comes here, that's not good. Lo kana'o. So, but why is that true? It shouldn't be true, because I could show you in a braita that Mashiach includes calling and coming as a result of the calling. Now, I'll prove it to you. The Tanya. Here we're talking about kinyan of animals. Now, if you are going to be kinyan an elephant, maybe it's a little difficult to get that elephant to move, but what you can do is you could be kinyan b'mesira. Mesira means he hands over the control of the animal to you, the owner. So how would you do that? Well, you can grab it by a hoof, a talfa. You can grab it, if it's a horse, you grab it by the hair. You can grab it if it's got a saddle, you could grab it by the ukaf. If it's carrying packages, you could grab the packages that are attached. B'ukaf shalel, b'shlif shalel, sorry. B'prum b'yashe b'piya, or if it has a bit, you can pull, take over the bit. B'zuk shebetzavara, you can take the bell around its neck. In any of these cases, you would be kaina. This part is irrelevant to us, of course. We're not talking about mesira, but mashicha. How are you kaina be mashicha? Uh-oh. Here it says, if you say, come here, elephant, and the elephant comes there, so then it becomes your elephant. So why, if you say, come here to the Eved, doesn't it? So korela vihiba, oshi kishaba makel, you give it a big whack on its rump, and it starts running. Given Sha'akra Yad Varegel, soon as it lifts a hand and a foot, you are kind of it. Whereas Ravasi, it's up to Ravasi. No, that's not enough. It has to actually move its full length. Okay, whatever. But the point is that calling an animal works. So why works as Mashiach? So why doesn't it work for calling an Evan? It's obvious, isn't it? Amri. The behema is responding to your call. And therefore, your call is its Mashiach. But an Eved is adaiti de nafshe ka'aza. The Eved is not responding to your call directly. He processed your call, determined how he chooses to respond to it, because he has an independent mind, and he chose to respond by walking to you. So that's not called Mashiach. The only thing that's called Mashiach is the direct response to the call. So in other words, we view the animal as saying, Siri, come here. Or Alexa, come here. So if Alexa comes here.
Amazing.
So then it's totally your voice that caused the Mashiach. Bashrenke, the moment that you have an independent processor, that is considered to be not your Mashiach. Perfect. Omer Ravashi, but that means that if the Eved is still a Katan, since a Katan doesn't have Da'as, we view his responses as being also not processed responses, and therefore if he's a Katan and he comes to you, it would have the same din of a Behema. Tana Rabbana, Ketzad Bechazaka. How do you do a chazaka? Well, if the Eved, let's say, took off your shoes for you or carried your clothes to the mikveh, or this is like, you know, this is going to make you realize what we're missing out on not having avodim. Man, things used to be different, let me tell you. Yeah, South Africa's where to go, right? Okay. So if he took off your shoes for you, carried your clothes to the mikveh, takes off your clothes for you, washes you in the mikveh, rub you down with oil, gerdo, he scrapes, you know, with one of those skin scrapers. Oh, man, he'll be show me. You got to put on your own clothes. I mean, how low class. This guy dresses you. What a butler. Puts on your shoes. Hey, what a saving of kvetching. In Elah, or lifts you up to put you into bed. Can you imagine having to schlep into your own bed? My God, this is an Eved. So now you've got yourself an Eved. Kina'o. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon seems to just throw in over here a total non sequitur. Okay. Lo teicha zakah gedolah mihagbaa. Chazaka couldn't be better than lifting. Shahagbah kone b'chol makom, lifting something up is kone everywhere. What? I mean, what is he just agreeing with the Tanakama and saying the fact that he lifted you up? You know, this Eved would probably pick up Dr. Barry, would rock him to sleep so that he could keep the eyes closed, you know, wouldn't have to listen to the Daf Yomi. It's so nice there in the garden in Walnut Creek. Yes, indeed. But you don't have an Eved, so get up. California, remember, is liberal. So anyway, it's not clear what exactly Rabbi Shimon was trying to say. What, can you explain to me? Mike, I'm going to understand. What, we're talking about over here the Eved lifting you, and Rabbi Shimon's making a comment about Hagbah, where the person who's being Kena is lifting up the thing that is being Kena. So, somebody got awfully confused over here. What in the world is this supposed to mean? No. Omer Rav Ashi, here's what Rav Shimon is saying. If you read the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah imply? The Tana said, Higbio hula rabo kon o. If the Eved lifts you up and puts you into bed, so then you were kind of the Eved with a chazaka, which is mashma, but if you picked up the Eved, now then you would not have been kind, right? But then the question is, why would you not have been Kena if you picked up the Eved? It should be just as good. Because after all, says Rabbi Shimon, lo teicha zakah gedolah mihagba'ah, if you're Kena the Eved by him picking you up, which is a chazaka that he's doing work for you as an Eved, so then why wouldn't it work if you do a kinyan on the Eved by picking up the Eved? After all, Hagba'a kona b'chomakom, you can be kena even in the other person's rishus. So why wouldn't that be good enough to be kena the Eved? Now, obviously, the Tanakama actually disagrees. Why does he disagree? Because it's weird. That's all. It's not the normal way to be kena for a person to pick up a person. But there's nothing innately that has against the Hagbah of Metaltamin, obviously. It's just that he holds that all kinyonim need to be a standard way of getting something. And it certainly is not standard to lift up a heavy person and to make it. That's not the way that you kind of, okay, that's a different side issue. But now the question is, if you hold that a Eved that lifts up the Odin is kind of, then the question is, why up until this point have we been so sure that an Amma Ivriya, you cannot be kona an Amma Ivriya by intercourse? He said, because there's only for Ishas. But the thing is, if he's going to be actually copulating with her, so then she's lifting you up. Then there's a normal position of copulation would be that she's holding up the male. So then Bia should be essentially a kinyan of chazaka, and therefore we should say, obviously we're not talking by the Oma Ivriya, but certainly a Shivcha Kananit would be kaina bibia, and we never mentioned that. How do you like that? No, because intercourse is not hagabah. It's not, I mean, chazaka. Why? Because chazaka is that somebody is doing something for you that is for you and not for themselves. Certainly, nobody's having any fun in picking you up. Masha Einkein, sex is fun. And therefore, what she's doing is not a service to you to pick you up. What she's doing is a service to herself. And therefore, ki kamrinan zenene veze mitzta'er. The nature of chazaka, in terms of avdus, is for the eved to indicate that he is serving you for your purposes. And let me at over here, hacha, zenene vizenenehu. Okay, so this is a little bit risque, but the Gemara, as you know, does not have any hang-ups about risque. So therefore, says the Gemara, all right, but how about if you copulate with her anally? So then she apparently, Gemara is assuming she's not having any fun. So if that would be the case, then she's lifting you up. And why wouldn't that be a kinyan? Shalo kedarka mai ikalamema. Omer v'achoy bar adadim, to comes from Acha, said, I'm so happy to know that the Gemara now is the new Kinsey Report. In other words, you are the experts in sexual pleasure, and you have decided that no woman ever has fun with anal intercourse. Well, thank you very much for your personal opinions. But who's to say that that's true? Man lemalanda lavana ayitlu letarvayo. First of all, I don't know how you think you know everything there is to know about sex, okay? And the second thing is, if anything, in the Torah it's mashma, that it certainly does, it is considered to be a sexual act. Isn't that the point? So it's a sexual act. How could it be not part of the sexual experience? Doesn't it say in the Torah, Mishke ve'isha, which means hikishaka tuf kedarka l'shalo kedarka? The Torah is telling you, despite your personal feelings about the matter, the Torah is telling you that this is considered to be intercourse. So that means it's a sexual act. Don't give me this stuff that sexual acts are not fun. So there's some issue there also, apparently, that the Torah calls sexual. Now, in terms of the kinyan of an eved, Rabbi Yehuda Hindua was a ger she'en lo yorshim havi. So this Rabbi Yehuda, who came from Hindu Kush, says Rashi, and he was a ger, and he never had children as a ger. And he got sick. Marzutra went to find out how he was doing, and Marzutra saw that he was literally holding at the end, and he was about to die. So Chazid Atokifle Almatuva, he saw he was really in bad shape. Omar le la'avde. So it's interesting that the concept in the Gemara about being near death is called Takifle Alma. Takifle Alma was that the world was really tough for him. It's like, I'm ready to get out of here. So Takifle Alma Tuva. So he saw that he was about to die. So Marzutra said to Rav Yehuda Hindua's Eved, do me a favor here, take my shoes off and bring them into the house. Now, the reason that he did that was because he felt that the ger was about to die. And if the Eved would have been on his own at that moment and not serving someone else, he would have been kone himself. Because the din is that a ger she'en lo yorshim, then anybody can be zeicha. So then the Eved would be zeicha himself. Well, Marzutra wasn't about to let this big he-man of an Eved go free, so he told him, why don't you carry my shoes into the house? In which case, the moment that Rabbi Yehuda Hindua died, this Eved was busily working for Marzutra, which was a chazaka, and now Marzutra was kind of the Eved. Ha-ha! Fast thinking. Now, we don't want to be chayshish Marzutra that he only went to find out how Rabbi Yehuda Hindua was feeling, thinking that may, no, chas v'shalom. So, okay. So now some say that this Eved was actually, he was a big he-man. So he was a gadol. And then as Rabbi Yehuda Hindua, he ends up going to passing into the next world, ze piresh lemita, and Marzutra was Pirish L'chaim in his place. So he took over the avdus. That's how some learn. But some learn that even though the eved was a katan, marzutra meant to be kainan. Because that would mean that marzutra held that even a katan would be kaina himself. And therefore he wanted to make sure that the katan was dragging his shoes for him at that moment. But if that was the case, then it would mean that marzutra does not hold of abashol, the tanya. Here's the machlokas. Ger shemetu bizbizu yisroel nechasav. If a ger without yorshim dies, and people came, and they took his things, and there were avadim among his things, it doesn't matter whether they were gedolim or whether they were ketanim. They were kone themselves, and therefore you cannot take them. Oh, aha, this is what marzutra held. But abashol says no. Only Gedolim can be kone themselves, b'nei chori. But Kitanim are definitely not kone themselves instantly. And therefore, if a day later or wherever somebody comes along, the first person to be machzik behem is zocha behem. Okay. So we're starting today a wonderful new sugya completely. We finished the dinim of kinyan and isha, either through actual marriage or through yibum. And we now finish the dinim of kinyan of an eved ivri with all of the variations, and the din of geula with all of the dinim of geula and the variations of those things which are nigolim. Are the nigolim actually only entirely, or are the nigolim even in part? And can you borrow money to be geuled on? And can relatives be geuled on? We completed all of that. And today we move on to the next issue, which is more away, not as similar to the interrelationships between Isha, Eved, and Shivcha. Here we're talking about Eved Knani, and we want to talk about the ways in which the Eved Knani is Nikne, and in which he's Kena himself. And of course, this would involve us also in what the dinim of the Eved Kenani are in terms of his ownership, the schuyas, and so on and so forth. So let's begin with our Halakha Mishnah, and that is Eved Kenani, Nikne Bekesa. Ah, right, we're in the middle of a daf. Yes, indeed. We've got Richie, and we're ready to go. Oh, Sir Richard.
Oh. Zok Halakha Mishnah.
I see Zoom didn't get docked in exactly the right place this morning. Eved Knani, Nikne Bekesa B'Shtar B'Chazaka. So we're treating apparently the Eved Knani, we're talking about the same kinyonim that we would be kena karka with, but we're going to see that an Eved Knani, even though he's given certain dinim of karka, still has din of metaltonim. And there's going to be other kinyanim that the Mishnah didn't get into. But right now, let's take it at face value. Now, if somebody else pays for him and gives the money to the Adain, then he can be kena himself. But he cannot be kena himself with his own money because that concept doesn't exist. There is no own money when it comes to an Eved, because anything that the Eved owns is automatically owned by the master. Now, this means that according to this Shita, which is Rabbi Meir, there is no way that you can see to it that an Eved will have his own money. In other words, if you would give the Eved money and you would say, I'm giving you this money on condition that your master doesn't get any schus to the money, that wouldn't help in the least. And it would not belong to the Eved. So this is Rabbi Meir's sheet, as we'll see, which we don't paskin like this. Ubishtar, well, I shouldn't say that because Tosfos says we do, but Ubishtar ayide atzmo, Devar Rabbi Meir. Masha Inkin, when it comes to shtar, there he can be makabalit himself. So you say, well, how could he be makabalit shtar himself? If we're saying that everything that the Eved is kena belongs to the Odain, so then it's a little bit circular, isn't it? The Eved is going to be mekabel the shtar that says you are a ben chorin. This is, of course, talking about not a shtar mechira. It's talking about a get shichrur. And remember, the din of get shichrur we learn out also from isha. So it's not as if we've left the entire parsha of kedusha. We learn it out from chufsha lo nitan la, from the din of shifcha charufa. And over there, it's comparing la to isha. So this one particular halacha means that you can write a get to an eved. The question is, but how can you give the get to the eved? That's the problem. If Rabbi Meir just said that the eved does not have his own yad, so then it would be like taking a shtar in one hand, if you're the other, and putting it in your other hand. I mean, the din of a get by an isha is that you have to deliver the get to the rishus of the isha. And over here, by giving it to the Adayim, you are not doing that. So how do we explain it? So as we've seen before, this concept is called Gito V'yado Ba'in Ka'achat. In other words, we consider it to be a simultaneous kinyan of himself with the get. And therefore, what happens is that the Yad to be Mekabel, the get, since that's innate in the giving of the get, actually works to make the get happen. This has massive philosophical implications in terms of many issues, but keep it to this side. So, Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's shita. So again, it's clear now that Rabbi Meir holds, A, Ein kinyan la'eved below rabo. There's no such thing as a eved having his own yad to be kena, even in the event that you give it to him, amanat she'ein l'rabo rishuspo. B, Rabbi Meir holds, that Gito v'yado boin ka'achas, and because of that, he's able to be zoche in his own get shichrur. And this piece, of course, is the part that is closest to the dinim of Isha. So the Isha is kena es atzmo beget, ubemitata adon, the Eved is kena et atzmo beget, and that we learn out from lo lo mi Isha. So we're still smoothly running from Kedusha Isha to the dinim of Oma Ivriya, to Eved Ivri, Achicha Ivri or Ivriya, to the din of Eved Kedani, which still shares this very important one issue in common, which is the idea of the get. And remember, there's another very important issue that we learned out from Kenani, which is that v'hit nachaltem otam livnechem acharechem, namely that from the din of nachala on an Eved, we learn out that there is no nachala when it comes to the case of the Oma Ivriya, where there is no Yerusha, and therefore she's Kena es atzma b'misas ha'adayin, or by the Nirtza. The Chachamim, Omrim. However, the Chachamim disagree. And they say it's not true. An Eved can own money. How? If somebody gives him money, shelo, with the condition that it should not belong to your master. And Bishtar, but they hold the mirror image, apparently, of what Rabbi Meir holds, because only someone else can be Mekabel that Shtar for the Eved. Why? Because they don't hold, apparently, of Gito V'yado Boin Ka'achas. So what appears in the Mishnah, it's going to turn out that these appearances are misleading, but what appears in the Mishnah is that we have mirror images. We have Rabbi Meir holding that Ein Kinyan La'Eved Below Rabo, and they hold that there is such a thing as a kinyan because of the shtar, because Gito v'yodo bo'in ke'echad. Then we have the Chachamim, who don't hold of Gito v'yodo bo'in ke'echad, but do hold that yesh kinyan le'evad below rabba. Things will turn out to be more complex than they look, but certainly on the surface, that's what it looks like. Two shitas, mirror images of each other. But the source of the money obviously has got to come from someone else who made the condition. Because if the Eved himself makes that money, finds the money in the street, whatever happens, if the Eved himself is the source of the money, it's not the Eved's money at all. And that, of course, it's clear that Kol Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabo. So when we say over here, Ubilvad, that means that it was given to him on the specific condition that the other isn't kena. Okay, so the first question is, where do we know all of this from? That we said that we give an Eved a Kenyan of Kesev and Shtar and Chazaka. I mean, those are things that are usable for property. But since when can we use it for Metaltolin? And remember, Avadim Avdus is fundamentally not Mekarkin, but Metaltolin. We give them Dinim of Karka, but we're certainly going to be able to be Kena on Eved with the Kinyonim that would be appropriate for this type of Metaltolin. It was going to see in the Gemara. Okay, so now, what makes you think that you can treat an Eved with the same Kinyonim that you would treat a Sonia? Because since it compares it to the din of Nachala Vesoda, and it says, achuza, so that means that it's called an achuza, the same way that a soda is an achuza, stay achuza. So therefore, he kishanakatuv li stay achuza, ma stay achuza, nikna bekesev ishtar bechazaka, as we're going to see later on when we go through the kinyonim of soda. So to ff evet knani, is nikna bekesev ishtar bechazaka. You'll say if that's the case, ma stay achuza, kozer the baalim bayovel. So if you're going to claim that the Eved is compared to Stei Achuza, then the dinim of Stei Achuza, that it should be Yotze B'Yovel, should be true over here too, which would mean that the Eved becomes his own owner and he goes free in Yovel. So Af Eved Kanani Chosel Ba'alim B'Yovel, to make it clear that that's not the case, Talmud Lomar, Lo'olam Ba'em Tavodu. Therefore, the Torah tells us, even though the Reshet Achuza, but don't make the mistake of thinking that there's a way for them to go free. On the contrary, Olam Behem Tavodu, Mamish in the same pasuk. Tana. Now, the Braita adds that you can even use Chalifin in order to be Kena the Eved. So how come our Tana doesn't mention that? V'Tana Didan. Why does he leave out Chalifin? Because he's only talking about milta delete bimetaltolin katani. Our Tana is coming to be mechadish. We understand that an Eved is metaltolin, and we're not going to give you now all of the different ways that you're going to metaltolin. That's a given. My big chiddush is that an Eved is considered to be the equivalent of Stei Achuza, and that he's nikna bekesev b'shtar b'chazaka. That is a big chiddush. The fact that you could be kena and eved the way you would be kena metaltolin, that's a given. So I'm not going to bother mentioning that. So dafka milta de leta b'metaltolin katani, but milta de ita b'metaltolin, I'm not going to bother mentioning. Now, here's a fascinating thing. Says Shmuel, look, an eved is metaltolin, and the normal way to be kena metaltolin, if you're going to be kena a toaster oven, okay, how are you going to be kena a toaster oven? You are simply Moshechet. You bring it to yourself, and that's the Kenyan. Or you could do Hagabah, which we'll talk about later, lifting it up. So that would be true about an Eved as well. You can draw it towards yourself, and that is the Kenyan. Ketzad, if you simply grab the Eved and pull him towards you, so then you were Kena. But if you call the Eved and you say, come here, and he comes there, you're not Kena the Eved. That's not called Mishicha. Okay, so now if this is the case, then why don't we list it? Because I understand we said in our Mishnah, we don't list Chalifin because it's nothing new. It applies to Metatlin. Okay, so then we don't list Mashiach for the same reason. It's nothing new, and it applies to Metatolin. But the Braita that did list Chalifin apparently is ready to list all of the Kinyanim of an Eved, including Chalifin, even though it applies to Metatolin. So then why didn't it mention, according to Shmuel, the Braita specifically leaves out conspicuously Mashiach, apparently holds that you cannot be kind an Eved with Mashiach. So Alalatana bra litne Mashiach, which is a contradiction to Shmuel, because Shmuel says Mashiach is definitely Kena. No. It's not that the Tana of the Braita is saying things that apply to Metaltolin. The Tana is saying things that would apply both to Karka and to metatlin. That's the thing. So Meshicha only applies to metatlin, does not apply at all to karka. We're not talking about that aspect of an eved which is uniquely metatlin. We're talking about the aspect of eved which is a crossover between metatlin and karka. So that on the one hand, he's be'etza metatlin, and on the other hand, he's connected by the pasuk to achuza. That's what we're talking about. But to talk about specifically things that are only true of metatlin, that the Tana is not interested in, even in the Braita. So ki katani milta de'ita bein b'mekarkoi bein metatloi. The Tana of the Braita talks about the crossover issues which would apply both to karka and metatlin. Therefore, let's chalipin. But Meshicha, which doesn't apply at all to karka, Meshicha de metatlin yita b'karkoi leta, that even the Tana of the Braita is not interested in expressing. So therefore, we have three levels of kinyonim. Let's just get this clear. We have the kinyonim of an eved that relates to the fact that the eved is, in fact, movable property. So that's a given, that whatever would apply to movable property applies to an eved. We have the additional darga of issues that apply to metatlin and that apply also to karka, which is a big chiddush, that an eved incorporates both of those issues. And that would be something like chalifin. And then, of course, we have those aspects that apply to karka and only to karka, which is the kesef shtar v'chazaka, which is not enough to be kinyan metatlin. Good. So therefore, we have three different lists. We have the Mishnah's list, only the karka issues. The Tana of the Brisa's list, any issue which is similar to both metatlin and karka or only to karka. And then we have the Amorayim that are adding. By the way, what, like Shmuel, once we were talking about the kinyan of an eved as an eved which is lebaisa movable, then let's point out that anything that is kinyan movables would be kinyan the eved, and that includes Meshicha. Excellent. Okay, now, what did Shmuel say? How do you do it? You do it by actually grabbing him and pulling him towards you, right? But if you call him and you say, come here, and he comes here, that's not good. Lo kana'o. So, but why is that true? It shouldn't be true, because I could show you in a braita that Meshicha includes calling and coming as a result of the calling. Now, I'll prove it to you. The Tanya. Here we're talking about kinyan of animals. Now, if you are going to be kind of an elephant, maybe it's a little difficult to get that elephant to move, but what you can do is you could be kind of bimisira. Misira means he hands over the control of the animal to you, the owner. So how would you do that? Well, you can grab it by a hoof, a talfa. You can grab it. If it's a horse, you grab it by the hair. You can grab it. If it's got a saddle, you could grab it by the ukav. If it's carrying packages, you could grab the packages that are attached. Beukav shalel, beshlif shalel, sorry. Beprumbia shabipia, or if it has a bit, you can pull, take over the bit. Bezuk shabitzavara, you can take the bell around its neck. In any of these cases, you would be kaina. This part is irrelevant to us, of course. We're not talking about Mesira, but Meshicha. How are you kaina b'Meshicha? Uh-oh, here it says, if you say, come here, elephant, and the elephant comes there, so then it becomes your elephant. So why, if you say, come here to the Eved, doesn't it? So Korela v'hiba, Oshiki Shaba Makel, you give it a big whack on its rump, and it starts running. Given Sha'akra Yad Varegel, soon as it lifts a hand and a foot, you were kind of it. Whereas Ravasi, it's up to Ravasi. No, that's not enough. It has to actually move its full length. Okay, whatever. But the point is that calling an animal works. So why works as Meshicha? So why doesn't it work for calling an Evan? It's obvious, isn't it? Amri. The behema is responding to your call. And therefore, your call is its Meshicha. But an eved An Eved is Adaiti Denavshekaza. The Eved is not responding to your call directly. He processed your call, determined how he chooses to respond to it, because he has an independent mind, and he chose to respond by walking to you. So that's not called Mashiach. The only thing that's called Mashiach is the direct response to the call. So in other words, we view the animal as saying, Siri, come here, or Alexa, come here. So if Alexa comes here.
Amazing.
So then it's totally your voice that caused the Mashiach. But Shrenke, the moment that you have an independent processor, that is considered to be not your Mashiach. Perfect. Omer Avashi, but that means that if the Eved is still a Katan, since a Katan doesn't have Das, we view his responses as being also not processed responses. And therefore, if he's a Katan and he comes to you, it would have the same din of a behemah. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad b'chazaka. How do you do a chazaka? Well, if the Eved, let's say, took off your shoes for you or carried your clothes to the mikveh, this is going to make you realize what we're missing out on not having a avodim. Man, things used to be different, let me tell you. Yeah, South Africa's where to go, right? Okay. So if he took off your shoes for you, carried your clothes to the mikveh, takes off your clothes for you, washes you in the mikveh, rub you down with oil, gerdo, he scrapes, you know, with one of those skin scrapers. Oh, man, he'll be show. I mean, you got to put on your own clothes. I mean, how low class. This guy dresses you. What a butler. Puts on your shoes. Hey, what a saving of kvetching. In Ela, or lifts you up to put you into bed. Can you imagine having to schlep into your own bed? My God, this is an Eved. So now you've got yourself an Eved. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon seems to just throw in over here a total non sequitur. Okay. Lo tei chazaka gedolah mihagbaa. Chazaka couldn't be better than lifting. Shahagba, kone bechol makom, lifting something up is kone everywhere. What? I mean, what is he just agreeing with the Tanakama and saying the fact that he lifted you up? You know, this Eved would probably pick up Dr. Barry, would rock him to sleep so that he could keep the eyes closed, you know, wouldn't have to listen to the Daf Yomi. It's so nice there in the garden in Walnut Creek. Yes, indeed. But you don't have an Eved, so get up. California, remember, is liberal. Anyway, it's not clear what exactly Rabbi Shimon was trying to say. What, can you explain to me? Micah, I'm asking. We're talking about over here the Eved lifting you, and Rabbi Shimon's making a comment about Hagba, where the person who's being Kena is lifting up the thing that is being Kena. Somebody got awfully confused over here. What in the world is this supposed to mean? No. Omer Ravashi, here's what Rav Shimon is saying. If you read the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah imply? The Tana said, Higbio hula rabo kon o. If the Eved lifts you up and puts you into bed, so then you were kind of the Eved with a chazaka, which is mashma. But if you picked up the Eved, now then you would not have been kind of, right? But then the question is, why would you not have been Kena if you picked up the Eved? It should be just as good. Because after all, says Rabbi Shimon, Lo te chazaka yidola mihagba'ah, if you're Kena the Eved by him picking you up, which is a chazaka that he's doing work for you as an Eved, so then why wouldn't it work if you do a kinyan on the Eved by picking up the Eved? After all, you can be kena even in the other person's rishus. So why wouldn't that be good enough to be kena the Eved? Now, obviously, the Tanakama actually disagrees. Why does he disagree? because it's weird. That's all. It's not the normal way to be kaina, to for a person to pick up a person. But there's nothing innately that has against the hagbah of metaltumen, obviously. It's just that he holds that all kinyonim need to be a standard way of getting something. And it certainly is not standard to lift up a heavy person and to make it. That's not the way that you kaina. Okay, that's a different side issue. But now the question is, if you hold that a eved that lifts up the odin is kaina, then the question is, why up until this point have we been so sure that an Amma Ivriya, you cannot be kona an Amma Ivriya by intercourse? We said, because there's only for Ishas. But the thing is, if he's going to be actually copulating with her, so then she's lifting you up. Then there's normal position of copulation would be that she's holding up the male. So then Bia should be essentially a kinyan of chazaka, and therefore we should say, obviously we're not talking by the Oma Ivriya, but certainly a Shivcha Knanit would be Kaina Bibia, and we never mentioned that. How do you like that? No, because intercourse is not Hagabah. It's not, chazaka. Why? Because chazaka is that somebody is doing something for you that is for you and not for themselves. Certainly, nobody's having any fun in picking you up. Masha Enkein sex is fun. And therefore, what she's doing is not a service to you to pick you up. What she's doing is a service to herself. And therefore, ki kamrinan zeneneve zemitzta'er. The nature of chazaka, in terms of avdus, is for the eved to indicate that he is serving you for your purposes. And let me add over here, hacha zenene v'zenenehu. Okay, so this is a little bit risque, but the Gemara, as you know, does not have any hang-ups about risque. So therefore, says the Gemara, all right, but how about if you copulate with her anally? So then she apparently, Gemara's assuming she's not having any fun. So if that would be the case, then she's lifting you up. And why wouldn't that be a kinyan? Shalo kedarka mai ikalamema. Omer of Achoy bar Ada, to comes from Acha, said, I'm so happy to know that the Gemara now is the new Kinsley report. In other words, you are the experts in sexual pleasure, and you have decided that no woman ever has fun with anal intercourse. Well, thank you very much for your personal opinions. But who's to say that that's true? Man lema lande lavana ayitlu letarvayo. First of all, I don't know how you think you know everything there is to know about sex, okay? And the second thing is, if anything, in the Torah, it's mashma, that it certainly does, it is considered to be a sexual act. Isn't that the point? So it's a sexual act. How could it be not part of the sexual experience? Doesn't it say in the Torah, Mishke Ve'isha, which means Hikisha Katuf Kedarka L'Shalo Kedarka? The Torah is telling you, despite your personal feelings about the matter, the Torah is telling you that this is considered to be intercourse. So that means it's a sexual act. Don't give me this stuff that sexual acts are not fun. So there's some issue there also, apparently, that the Torah calls sexual. Now, in terms of the kinyan of an eved, Rabbi Yehuda Hindua was a ger she'en lo yoshim ha. So this Rabbi Yehuda, who came from Hindu Kush, says Rashi, and he was a ger, and he never had children as a ger. And he got sick. Marzutra went to find out how he was doing, and Marzutra saw that he was literally holding at the end, and he was about to die. So Chazid Tokifle Alma Tuva, he saw he was really in bad shape. Amarle La'avde. So it's interesting that the concept in the Gemara about being near death is called Takifle Alma. Takifle Alma was that the world was really tough for him. It's like, I'm ready to get out of here. So Takifle Alma Tuva. So he saw that he was about to die. So Marzutra said to Rav Yehuda Hindoa's Eved, do me a favor here, take my shoes off and bring them into the house. Now, the reason that he did that was because he felt that the ger was about to die. And if the Eved would have been on his own at that moment and not serving someone else, he would have been Kone himself. Because the din is that a ger she'en lo yorshim, then anybody can be Zercha. So then the Eved would be Zercha himself. Well, Marzutra wasn't about to let this big he-man of an Eved go free. So he told him, why don't you carry my shoes into the house? In which case, the moment that Rav Yehuda Hindoa died, this Eved was busily working for Marzutra, which was a chazaka, and now Marzutra was kind of the Eved. Ha-ha! Fast thinking. Now, we don't want to be chayshish Marzutra that he only went to find out how Rav Yehuda Hindoa was feeling, thinking that, no, chas v'shalom. So, okay. So now some say that this Eved was actually, he was a big he-man, so he was a gadol. And then as Rav Yehuda Hindoa, he ends up going to passing into the next world, Zeh Piresh Lamita, and Marzutra was Piresh L'chaim in his place. So he took over the avdus. That's how some learn. But some learn that even though the Eved was a katan, Marzutra meant to be Kainan. Because that would mean that Marzutra held that even a katan would be Kainan himself. And therefore he wanted to make sure that the katan was driving his shoes for him at that moment. But if that was the case, he could amri katan avi, then it would mean that Marzutra does not hold of Abba Shol, the Tanya. Here's the machlokas. Ger shemetu bizbizu yisro nechasav. If a ger without Yorshim dies, and people came, and they took his things, and there were avadim among his things, it doesn't matter whether they were gedolim or whether they were ketanim. They were kone themselves, and therefore you cannot take them. Oh, aha. This is what Marzutra held. But Abba Shaul says, no, only Gedolim can be kona themselves, b'nei chorim. But Kitanim are definitely not kona themselves instantly. And therefore, if a day later or wherever somebody comes along, the first person to be machzik behem is zocha behem.